Oh boy. All right. Well, if you're hearing my voice, you know what time it is. It is 1930 UTC, the time at which the Dubious Goals Committee always begins. And can you hear this? Those are my keys, and you know what that means. That's right. Let's let's get out of the car. Where are we? Well, where else would we be, my friends? We are, of course, at Herrenhaven. Oh, it's great to be outside. You know, the funny thing is I was going to do something else today. I had a completely different plan for Dubious Goals Committee. I got up today, and I made my tea, and I started drinking tea, and I started doing my computer stuff, and I thought, oh, looks like it's sunny outside and I don't hear any wind. And I went to check the thermometer on my back porch and it said 77 degrees Fahrenheit. Yeah. So what is that? In metric, 24, 25? Yeah, so it was like 50 degrees yesterday, 48 degrees. And now it's like 77. Okay, so I've walked up to the gate at the Mulhalls property, and I'm overlooking the property. We are here looking for dudes, and I know there's dudes out. There's dudes out, but there's a hawk circling overhead. There's a hawk circling overhead. Yeah, so I was getting dressed, checked the thermometer on my porch, and I immediately had to change what I was wearing. I mean, it is so warm that I'm here with wearing a t-shirt, a short sleeve t-shirt and shorts. I've got my light blue shirt on, light blue t-shirt with my dark blue shorts, and I've got my regular headgear on. So I look exactly like Finn the Human from Adventure Time, if you're a big Adventure Time fan. Now, there's a few other people here today doing all kinds of work, and as I approach the shed, I'm seeing a very, very interesting sight. You know that side hole under the shed? It's been dug out. There is fresh dirt, and the hole's been widened, and I'm trying to look in there, but I do not see any dudes. That is a Mati dig. What about here under the entrance? Is that dug out? Well, kind of, maybe, sort of. Okay, this is great. We're seeing evidence of marmot activity already. Oh, that's spectacular. All right, here I'm walking by the dragonfly pond, which is very full. I would say it is three-quarters full. And I guess that can be expected considering all the rain we've had. I guess that can be expected. Alright, so I'm entering the forest now. And this is the part where I need to change glasses. Ugh, sunglasses come off. Regular glasses go on. There we go. And now we can take the camera out of my pocket. I've got my little camera, just in case. Can I get it out? There we go. All right, I'm properly armed. Now, as I walk into the forest, everything is brown, except all the low shrubbery, all the brambly stuff is starting to produce leaves. Basically, anything lower than 1 meter is starting to produce leaves. The taller shrubbery isn't the big trees. Everything is still brown. The ground is brown. There's some green stuff popping out. There's Wigan. Oh my God, look at this. I've walked, 20 meters into the forest. And here's the first bush or bench that sits under an elderberry bush. And 2 meters off to the side here is an old marmot den that has been dug out. There is fresh clumps of dirt everywhere. This is great. This den hasn't been used in like 2 or 3 years now. And it is dug out. It is dug out and ready for some mati action. Yeah. This is great. I have been seeing some matis recently. Why won't that bird shut up? Shut up, bird. That rehab center that my mom was in was right along the Papio Creek, the same creek that we're near right now. Hell, if I had a kayak, we could get in the creek and be at my mom's rehab center in like, I don't know, 15 minutes without rowing. Hey. And what is back there? What is back there? I think I see dirt. Okay, nobody's around, so we're going off path here. Yes, look at this. Whoa! Another big, massive, fresh dig, big ol' hole. There's a big hole behind this conveniently placed fallen down tree and some big logs. Matis have been digging in here, people. Matis have been digging. And I can dig it. Ugh. Right, so what was I talking about? Totally lost my train of thought. Oh, I have been seeing some marmots. Driving to my mom's... If you take an odd route, you can take this one street that sort of goes through this park and along the Papio Creek. And as you go by this one little park and this one empty lot, you can often see marmots in there. And I have so far this year. And I've seen some marmots in a couple of other places. I've seen 3 or 4 so far this year. And I haven't even been trying to look for them. These are just incidental marmots. You know, just, oh, you run into them, it's like, oh, it just happens to be a mati over there. Hello, mati. Oh, hello. All right, I'm walking through the cut here. And I'm seeing geese flying overhead. Honkers. And I'm seeing... these tracks are kind of old. There's some old deer tracks through here right now. And as I walk kind of out onto the Mulhall's property, do I see anything? The first time we were out here this year, we did see that marmot. He was over there hanging out. I do not see any marmots out here today. Would I know where to look? So I think there's a den over there, and I think there's a den over here. I think there's a den right on the water, right in this little berm that separates the Herrenhaven Pond from the Mulhall's property. The temporary pond is dry. For listeners who aren't familiar with the temporary pond here is right there. He points. On the radio. There's a natural depression in the land right here that does not belong to Herrenhaven, and that often fills up with water, enough to make a pond that ducks and geese like to hang out in. But there's nobody hanging out there right now. So, let's go back into the forest here and see what else we can find. Haven't seen any dudes yet. What dude do you think we will see first? I've been seeing a lot of turkeys around here, but not actually in Herrenhaven yet. So that's an option. Marmots are always an option. Herons are always an option. Muskrats are always an option. And as I come around this little bend, I'm standing here at the sub pond. Oh, I just see big ripples over there. I bet a turtle or something just jumped off that log. And there's a little froggy hopping into the water. A little baby frog. Oh, there's a bigger frog right there. Hi, big froggy. But that hole, that's the hole that's on the opposite bank there, that looks like that's been in use. Somebody's been going in and out of there. There's a little trail of matted down grass and stuff in front of that hole. That's the mink hole. Remember when I got that picture of the mink? That was the hole he was by. Ha-ha. Well, that reminds me of something else. I also got word via my mom that Betty, my mom's neighbor, saw herons nesting in Tranquility Park in the usual places. So, what is that sound? Oh, there's froggies jumping around. Frogs jumping. Well, there's nothing going on back here in the sub pond. There's no dudes except frogs. Okay. There were some other cars here, but I think everybody's in the building. I don't know what's going on here today. Have there been people coming out here? What's the deal, yo? So now we're heading out to the boardwalk. And it seems like it's windier out here. I don't know how long we're going to be standing out on the boardwalk. I'm also deadly afraid of the sun today. This could be a really, really bad thing for our little Tobster. This is the first hot day, and I'm out running around with no concern for my own safety or others, or that of others. Okay, there's some Canadas out here. Canada Goosers swimming around. Canada Goosers making some sounds that sound like honks. Well, it's a little windy out here, but I'm going to make it out here a little bit. No, maybe I'm not. Yeah. I'm going to turn around. There's not much going on here. There's two geese over there. There's two geese over there. And the wind is coming up big, so we're going back into the protection of the forest. I would spend more time out there on the boardwalk, but like I said, very sunny. Things are going to get dangerous. Also windy. And there's not a lot of dudes out there. It's not quite, well, let's see. What's the date today? Yeah, we're getting close. It's just about, well, it pretty much is goose nest building season. Let's all find mates. Let's build some nests. Let's lay some eggs. Let's make some baby goosers. But, you know, no eggs yet. That'll be a little while before that happens. You know what? Is this hole doing something? No, that hole is still sort of closed up. Okay, this is good news. All these holes and stuff that we're seeing, this is great because this just means that we've got matis. And I was sort of hoping this would be a big mati year because last year was sort of a slow mati year. I'm hoping that all the flooding and everything has brought animals in. I don't know if that makes any sense or not, but as I cross the land bridge, I'm looking into the billabong, and it's more than full. It's a little bit high, all things considered, a few inches. So that's interesting. Okay, yeah. Looking at the sub pond, yeah, the water is a little bit high back here. Not too much, just, you know, a little bit. Oh, less than 6 inches. Less than 15 centimeters. Probably more like 4 centimeters. I mean 4 inches. Or about, you know, 10 centimeters. Okay, so as I walk down the odoriferous corridor, which has not yet begun to give off its wonderful smell, I'm walking into the wall blind to see what's going on in the back of the billabong, and that would be nothing. That would be nothing. Okay. Well, that's cool. I don't know what I was expecting. And that's the other thing I just realized. Did we see any minks last year? I don't remember seeing a single mink last year. So hopefully this will be a minky year too. With all the rain, flooding, and water and stuff. I hope we get some minks and other dudes up in... Whoa. Whoa, he says. Right, so I'm here at the end of Frog Harbor, right? And I'm looking down and, yeah, there's frogs. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. They're everywhere. And guess what is right over here also by the frogs, trying to sneak up on them, being very sneaky. There's a little snapper. Oh, now he sees me and he's backing off a little bit. There's a little snapper in here. I think he's hunting frogs. He just dove. I think he thinks I'm screwing up his hunting opportunities, so I'm gonna move. Yeah, he's diving and backing off a little bit. This little snapper, he's what? He's about 20, 23 centimeters long, his shell. He's got his little head sticking out. He's looking for froggy snacks. So some snappers are out, a little snapper's out looking for frogs. And there's already a boatload of frogs in here. Jeez, good Lord. Where did all these damn frogs come from? Look at right there. In that 1 square meter space, there's 20 frogs. That's ridiculous. 20 frogs per square meter. That's a hell of a frog density factor. Frog density. I'm very concerned with it. Ooh, it is getting kind of warm in here, yo. There's a bunch of birds in the forest doing bird stuff back there. Lots of, what are those, grackles? Hey, you grackles. Alright, this is the place in the forest where we stop and we look up there on that ledge. Any dudes up there? I've seen mantis up there, turkeys up there, foxes up there, and deer up there, but none of those dudes are standing up there today. We should have, I'm beginning to think maybe we should have come later in the day. Maybe we should have come during golden hour, or, you know, earlier in the day. I bet if we come back tonight at like 6:30 or 7 o'clock...
Hello Anon Radio listeners. Coming up at 2000 hours UTC is MJT with the Sound Show.
dog? Cannot tell. Where can they be? I'm looking for turtles. I'm not seeing any turtles. There's some frogs. A couple frogs here and there. And I can't tell what's... Is there... Kind of looks like there's a sleeping duck or something out on that stick, but... He would have moved by now. He would have seen me by now. He would have been going, oh, what's that dude? Okay. There's some rings of water over there. Is that just a frog jumping? I don't know. I don't know. It is a beautiful day, though. It might get warm. Yeah, I'm kind of getting warm. I think I can handle a little bit more, though. And I'm remembering all the nice cold beverages I have at my house. A little bit later. But the most interesting thing that's going on here, and I can't get a good angle. You know the new log? The log that fell down a couple years ago and... Oh my god, it's covered in turtles. I'm trying to move into a better spot here. Yeah. Okay, how many turtles total? There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23. Then on the sublog, there's another 3. Now, the funny thing is, turtle number 18 is that big snapper that likes to get on the log. So there's all these turtles on the logs, including this giant snapper, and then all these other little western painted turtles, and they're all sort of stacked up on each other. They're doing the turtle stack trick. Oh my god, look at those turtles, they're so funny. I'm trying to get a picture now. Camera doesn't want to quite focus, because I got a stupid camera. That's absolutely amazing. And there's a few that are just stacked up on each other. They're really enjoying the sun today. Let's see if we can get a better shot. Come on, come on. Talk to me, Mr. Giant Turtle. Get it? There we go. So we might have gotten one decent shot there. Of that big old snapper hanging out with all his little turtle buddies. 23 turtles on one single log. Oops, there we go. And then we got the 3 other turtles. Wait, is that another one? Is that the shell of a turtle? Can't tell. It is a turtle party. Snapper! We got snappers! So we've got one big old snapping dude. And all those other little guys, they're having a fun time. And then, actually, there's one western painted turtle who's kind of big. He's about half the size of that snapper. But anyway, I'm going to move back over here so I have more room to stand up. He's a snapping buddy. Oh, there's another log that's got 2 little tiny turtles on it. Look at those turtles. It's turtle party day. There's a couple geese on the other side of the pond there. There's geese elsewhere. There's a small bird out there. Who's that? Maybe we got some ducks out here, too. Yow, I'm standing in direct sunlight. This is not good. I'm backing off. Anything going on in the Delta? No, there's nothing going on in the Delta. I'm looking into the trees now because... pretty soon we'll be into... We'll be into egret time. And this is when all the... Well, like next week is when all the egrets typically show up. Big egrets, also known as white herons. The great egret is another tall bird, and we usually get some that show up here. And they stay for a couple of weeks. Or thereabouts. And I have turned around and I'm going to start walking out of here. Because I'm starting to feel it. The heat is trying to get me. Starting to get itchy and it's starting to hurt. Ow. But that's fine. I'm just going to go home and drink a delicious soda. I was going to make more tea. Maybe I'll make more tea tonight, but I don't think I'm going to be drinking tea for a few hours anyway. Oh, yeah. Okay, we'll check my forearms. Not seeing anything on the right. What about the left here? We got some minor signs of urticaria starting. And I can feel it forming up on my back. So, yeah. Let's take the safe route and start walking out of here. I should be looking up into the trees looking for screech owls too. Except they're so difficult to see. I'm reminded of that owl we saw last year, that little screechy owl. He was nice. He was so nice. So yeah, look up into the trees. A screech owl might just be sitting there watching you as you walk by. And I am now walking by the Frog Harbor again. Look at all these little froggies in there. Where was our little snapper? Our little snapper was over right around here. Is that his head sticking up? That looks like a turtle head sticking up looking at me. Yep. And then as soon as he saw me, he decided to dip back down underwater. So yeah, good luck, Snappy. Good luck, Snappy McSnapper. Trying to find some froggy lunch. Going to have a delicious froggy lunch on this beautiful spring Harrenhaven day. It's great to be out here again. I'm so happy. So happy. Alright, walking out of the back 40 here over the land bridge. Looking out over the Billabong. Still nothing going on over here. And this is where I would normally sort of walk out into the cut to see if there was anything going on out there again, but I'm getting concerned. I don't see anything out there from this angle, though. Oh, I'm glad to be seeing all these freshly dug out marmot dens. I'm wondering about the big one back there, Lumberjack's Den. That will be cool. But anyway, I gotta go. You've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee at Harrenhaven, a show that airs every day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. My name is Tobe. I'm starting to get weird. I gotta get out of here. So, bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.